some of you were lucky last night to someone to this conference. We're happy that you are here. And just, I want you to understand that this is a Bible conference. Just like any Bible conference you attend. The only difference is the majority are young people. And I want you to look at it as a training ground for you. Because the day will come, and it's soon, that you will be the one who are sitting here, taking the lead and helping. If the Spirit of God put upon your heart to make a comment or to ask a question, please do it. If you're going to go rambling on and on and on, I will stop you. This is, again, a training ground. Because we, by the help of the Lord, we want you to be fit and equipped for your local assemblies, for conferences, and for the fellowship. You are the coming generation. You are the generation that's going to carry on the testimony. And this is a training ground. So please don't fall asleep on me, because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at each and every one of you. And if I see you wondering, trust me, I will call your name. So I want you to pay attention. It's a Bible study. It's going to go till about 11:45. Okay? I hope you have a pen and pencil, or a pencil and a paper with you. It's good to take notes, because you're not going to remember everything that was said. Please pay attention. Don't think of your neighbor who's sitting next to you. Don't think what you're going to do in the afternoon in basketball court or whatever you're going to do. Let's just focus on the study that we have. And let's just enjoy it and learn from it. After, if there's any question that was not answered, grab any of us and we could sit and talk about it. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Those of you that have been in a Bible conference with me, Benjamin, know that I love volunteers. It's wonderful when people just put their hand up and say, you know, that's me. I'm willing to do that. So, Benjamin, I would like you to read for us. First of all, David referred to a verse last evening that we want to preface our reading on this morning. And it's the last verse of the book of Judges. So it's in chapter 21 and it's verse 25. If you would read that and then turn back to chapter 6, and I'm going to suggest the first 10 verses, and then we'll see how we get along.
Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. The first 10 verses? And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and Jehovah delivered them into the land of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, because the Midianites, the children of Israel, made for themselves the dens that are in the mountains and in the caves and in the strongholds. And it came to pass when Israel sowed that Midian came up and Amalek, and the children of the east came up against them. And they camped against them and destroyed the produce of the land until they came to Gaza, and they left no sustenance in Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents. And they came as locusts for the multitude. Both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land and to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and Jehovah, and the children of Israel cried to Jehovah. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried to Jehovah because of Midian, that Jehovah sent the prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, I brought you from Egypt and brought you forth to the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you. And gave them and gave you their land, and I said to you, I am Jehovah your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites and those whose land you dwell, but ye have not hearkened to my voice.
That first verse that we read from the end of the book is a verse that gives us the moral character of the days in which the book of the Judges was cast. And it was referred to last evening, but I think it's nice to start there today. Where does that lead? Where did it lead yesterday? And where will it lead today? It'll be the same, won't it? Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There was no recognized king. There was no authority. Does it remind you of the day in which we live in today? you tell somebody that this is the authority for why you're doing something. And they'll look at you rather funny and say, it's what? And you say, it is the authority. It is the standard. This is what we go by. It's the Word of God. But it's pretty much rejected in this world. But having rejected the authority of God in the days of the judges, brought them to this terrible place that we find them in verse 1. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. I put a little note in your outline. Is this a choice or is this a consequence? I don't know what you think, but I believe the consequence of turning our eyes away from the Lord will be that we will do evil in the sight of the Lord. And instead of bringing the Lord's blessing upon our lives, we will bring His chastisement, His discipline, won't we?
So that verse in the end of the book of Judges, which you have heard, I think the Civil Liberty Union will be very happy to have that. Right? That's what they're looking for. Everyone will do what's right. That's a time of liberty. That's a time where you do whatever you want. If you want to get up in the morning and eat ice cream, you could do that. If you want to put ketchup on it, you could do that too. You want to go to school, you could go to school. You don't want to go to school, you don't have to go to school. You want to drive 100 miles an hour on a highway, you could do that. You want to go 20 miles an hour, you could do that. Everyone does what's right in his own eyes. Man, that's man's dream. But you know, when they did what's right in their sight, what did they do? Did they do the good thing, the right thing? The first verse tells us what they did. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. When the Lordship of Christ is set aside, when the authority of the Word of God is set aside, nothing will be left, but man will do. And that's you and I. We'll do what's right in our own eyes, and we will do what is considered to be disobedient to the Word of God.
I think it's important to note, too, that wherever you find in Scripture a phrase that is repeated twice or three times, it's really important. And that last verse that we read appears several times in the book of Judges. I think three in total. In the 17th chapter in verse 6, it says, "And in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." The first verse of chapter 18, "And in those days there was no king in Israel." And then the 19th chapter, the same phrase, "And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel." And I think it's a nice dovetail into the 6th chapter, because it really brings out the fact that Israel didn't have its eyes on the right person. And so Israel, and we talked about this last night with the 93 years that were lost because of sin and disobedience, that Israel was put into the hands of wicked kings because they did not recognize or fall under the authority of God as king. So when that happens, young people, the only result will be that we will do that which is evil in the sight of God.